Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's always the same M.O. A government sting, busting terrorists that were about to strike in London and up in Canada. Government saving us. But over and over again in the past, they arrest innocent people or folks who they got to shoot their mouth off at a restaurant or at the mosque. We're going to go over this later. I want to go to your calls right now. Let's talk to Jim in Wisconsin and Bob, Mike, George, Chris, and others. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, you brought up some great points earlier about the deliberate dumbing down and suppression of human development that's been going on. It kind of opens up a whole new can of worms that I'm sure you could do another 3 hours on. But I'd love it if you had Jordan Maxwell back on the show to talk about, what is it, International Maritime Admiralty Law?
Yes, sir.
I think that'd be a good show.
Well, that's the type of law we're under. It's called martial law. Martial by land, admiral by sea.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing. It is the law of kings. It is absolute Fuhrer principle. It's the government is God. I mean, that's what we're under now.
And the court system and the banks are, you know, intertwined.
I've got federal and state rulings where they say we're under admiralty. We've been under receivership since 1933. They have just parallel been keeping some of the old system because we expect it to still exist while building the other, say, new highway right beside us. Now they're shutting down the old road and just saying it doesn't even exist and forcing us purely over to admiralty. That's the Supreme Court ruling saying you don't own your private property.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time you had Jordan on was, but I think it'd be good to hear him again.
Okay, listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Bob in Nevada. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You talked the other day about the judicial watch. I had contributed about maybe $400 over 2 years, and I stopped 2 years ago because I kept writing notes on it and sent them in to them saying, what about 9/11? And they never do anything, you know, about it, never investigate anything about it. So I would like to take them to small claims court. Where would I find the names you referenced as to neocons? Can you remember offhand?
I don't want to get into way into some deal about suing Judicial Watch.
No,
I'm not calling for that.
Small claims, it's strictly me. But, I mean...
Well, Kurt Nemo wrote a big article about it, and it's got
okay.
The names. The founder, the person that first funded Judicial Watch, is a big neocon who ran fake government propaganda.
From the beginning. All right, that's good enough. Let me ask you about three organizations, if you know anything about them. Friends of the Border Patrol.
Seems like a pretty good organization, but I haven't researched it in great depth.
Okay. Mountain States Legal Foundation.
Don't know them.
They supposedly have lawsuits supporting that, in effect, support the Minutemen, but don't mention them about, you know, the Border Patrol and stuff like that. Robert Vasquez for Congress. Do you know anything about
him?
No,
I don't. I really don't.
I don't blame you. Okay, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry I couldn't answer some of those questions. Yeah, I mean, Judicial Watch did some good stuff going after Clinton. And they did some good stuff criticizing Bush and the Bin Ladens right before 9/11. It's very strange. It was in the Washington Post. It was in the Wall Street Journal. But I think that was building up their credibility. And then you look at who runs it, a bunch of defense intelligence people. And then every time they scoop up some FBI agent that's blowing the whistle about government terrorism, suddenly you never hear from that person again. You don't see a lawsuit out of them. And some of the big neocons who've been involved publicly in large CIA disinformation operations in Europe back in the 80s and early 90s have been funding Judicial Watch from the beginning. And that really is true. So I don't know what you can say about them right now, but they come out and they say we have this inclusive video of a plane hitting the Pentagon, and doesn't do that by any yardstick. 1-800-259-9231. Mike, George, Chris, and many others, your calls will be live on air after this quick break. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now 8 minutes into this second hour on this live Monday edition. I'm going to Bilderberg Group up in Ottawa City, Ottawa, up there at their nation's capital, where we've got this big scandal going on right now there in Canada, where, oh, their government's saving everyone with a sting from Muslim terrorists. And simultaneously, the same thing in the UK. And in the past, over and over again, these events have been staged. They have grabbed innocent people or patsies or people they provocateured into just shooting their mouths off. I mean, understand, the government goes out, finds Muslims, talks to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in each town, finally gets a few idiots to shoot their mouths off, and then, oh, they're top terrorists, and then always it turns out it was staged. In every case. There hasn't, I mean, they've had fake Ryerson fines in London and fake arrests in Ohio. Remember, what was it, 3 months ago? They busted a bunch of Muslims, and then it said there's an unknown, unindicted conspirator, inventing words, conspirator now, unnamed co-conspirator, who was a Special Forces U.S. government officer who was a friend of the government and went out, and he was the leader of the group. Over and over again, a SWAT, the leader of the London bombers, MI6 protected. And the guys in Ohio, the leader, is working for the government. You understand, it's one thing if the government has members in terror groups and then actually goes and busts them, which they don't normally do. If it's a real terror group, oh, no, the attack will be carried out. It'll even come out in the news that the FBI cooked the bomb, drained the driver, i.e. World Trade Center attack 93, but still no one gets in trouble from the government. But normally, whether it's Viper militia or what just happened in Ohio, any of these groups, the leaders are FBI. The leaders are defense intelligence. The leaders are CIA. I mean, we got people posing as Muslim imam leaders who are government agents, and they go out and they tell them, Allah says do this. They get them to start talking about it. And normally when they bust one of these groups, it's because it's getting out of control and the people are really refusing to carry out attacks. They're just talking. The government's trying to get them to carry out attacks. The government would much rather have real people go do an attack. The problem is most people don't have, you know, that type of will. And so normally they can just build them up to the point of creating enough evidence that they were planning it and then bust them. That was the case of the Bum Steer Award, remember? Back in, what was it, 1998? They give out Bum Steer Awards here in Texas, what, 25 of them each year. It's a big insult. You know, people who do really bad things get them. And first place, what was it back in 98? It's in my film, The Takeover, went to the FBI. Now, they couldn't find a Klan group in Dallas-Fort Worth. There was just no Klan group. They couldn't find one. And so the FBI, and I'm not knocking trailer people. I got family that lives out in the country, and it's a good, cheap home. You want a trailer, put it out there. But there is such a thing as trailer trash, though, folks. And they went out to a trailer trash area, and they it was two husbands with their wives living across the street from each other in trailers. They were both alcoholics. They didn't have jobs. They were described by the Texas Monthly as literally being toothless and inaudible. You could hardly understand what they were even saying. I mean, it was the type that just like, hey, blah, blah. I mean, there are some of those people around here for those that don't live in Texas. Most of us aren't like that. We get stereotyped like that. But, I mean, this is the quintessential thoroughbred of white trash. And it took them almost 2 years. This FBI informant who'd worked for the FBI for 23 years, been in a bunch of trouble. He went in there, he had FBI agents supporting him, he bought him whiskey, he bought him pot, he did drugs with him, and for a full year he couldn't get him to do anything. So finally he gets some black powder together and they put it in a Coke bottle, glass bottle, and they stick a fuse in it, and he buys him a video camera, because they couldn't even afford that, to videotape. He builds a little toy bomb, most of us made as kids, blows it up, this is their evidence, and another 6 months go by. He keeps trying to get them to attack a chemical plant in between Arlington and Fort Worth. He can't get them to. And they drive around talking about how, because they have the transcripts of the audio tapes, we're going to take over the Capitol and I'll be president. You know, just delusional. I'm Superman. You know, like five-year-olds talk about how they're going to scale Gotham skyscrapers or sprout wings and fly to the moon. And it's stuff like, we're going to rob banks and be rich. And yeah, didn't even own guns. He tried to give them money to buy guns so it looked like a better case. I mean, he literally went out and found people, created a four-person Klan group, I guess five with him, and tried to get them to blow up a chemical plant. And he couldn't. They were so stupid. And it's the same story over and over and over again. There was the famous case, what, in the mid-60s at Berkeley. And the FBI goes in, they give tens of thousands of dollars to the group, suddenly they become the treasurer of the group, and they say, to really show how serious this is, it took them again a year, they only convinced like two people out of a group that had thousands of members, this is a famous case, to go buy a stick of dynamite. At that time, you could still go buy it at the farm supply store. My grandfather, my dad remembers going when he was even a teenager and buying dynamite, and they'd go blow stumps up, clearing land, because it's even hard with a tractor to pull stumps, but dynamite will do it. You bust them up. Side issue, it doesn't matter. They go into the farming supply store, buy a stick of dynamite. They go stick it up in the mud flats above San Francisco when it wasn't built up then, and they detonate it. It was actually the FBI agent who stuck it in the ground and lit it. The others were afraid. And they arrested several hundred people. A bunch of them spent decades in prison. People who didn't even know about it, the whole group got busted up, and presidents could get up on TV and talk about how there was this big terrorist attack and how all this happened. And it's the same thing. I've had I've had cops try to get me to do the same thing, and I just go, look, I know you're a cop, and I'm going to call the police on you, and they freak out and run. First, I get their face on videotape, and we've got a file in a safety deposit box in an unknown location or somebody else's name with all these cops' faces and stuff. If they ever try anything, we've got them. Let me just say on record, the last thing I'll ever do is blow something up. The last thing I'll ever do is do something violent. I know it's you guys. You're a bunch of murdering creeps. You make me sick, you trash filth. While our border's wide open, while our country's falling apart, while the dollar's imploding, you guys are running around trying to... And that's exactly what's happened in Canada and in England. One big tip-off is, notice in the same weekend they have two busts. It's all Commonwealth, UK garbage. And there's a bunch of other indicators. I haven't even gotten into it yet. Let's go to calls. I promised I'd do that. Let us go ahead now and talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you, buddy?
Good, sir.
Hey, you know what? I live in Austin, where you're at, and the Dixie Chicks said that they were not proud of George Bush. Well, I'm proud of you, because I'll tell you what, I deal with the neocons every day. I have websites I've been booted off. In fact, I was waiting for your to take my call, I just posted, Mary Cheney, come on down. Are you going to be pissed off with Big George tonight when he makes that speech about how he's shutting down, the gay marriage deal? I can't wait to see how that deal pans out. But I just want to say that I'm very proud of you. You make me, you give inspiration to a lot of us daily, and you keep up the good fight because you're a good man and you speak the truth. And I'm proud to call you a fellow Texan.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Now, let me just add something to what you just mentioned. We know the Dixie Chicks have seen Road to Tyranny. In fact, we know it was given to them shortly before they went public, and so they were ashamed of Bush. They were viciously attacked everywhere, and instead their albums went up the charts, and they sold more. And now they've got a couple songs that are in the top 10. And so here's the example. Ron Paul exposes the New World Order. He has the highest reelection rate of any Republican currently serving in Congress. You come out and say you hate the war and you hate Bush, you sell more CDs. So the neocons try to intimidate everybody. No, no, no. It's popular. What we do is popular. I appreciate your call. They are the hate America first crowd. You know, the neocons, who all criticized Bill Clinton when he was in office, and rightfully so, but for the wrong reasons, were they the hate America first crowd when they criticized the president? Is it hating America to criticize bad policies? Bush's total blanket amnesty plan, his guest worker program. I'm against that. Does that mean I hate America? I'm against Bush doubling the size of the BATF. Does that mean I hate America? And I heard a talk show host talking about this the other day, and I just so happened to be in a car listening to this last week, and I happened to hear it. And I heard a talk show host last night driving home from the airport talking about it, and it was true. Limbaugh last week was doing his whiny voice. Our civil liberties are being spied on. We're being violated. Our rights. The NSA is its bad. And then he said, it's the hate America first crowd that doesn't like this. Now here's Rush Limbaugh. Big government's the answer. The people that want civil liberties and freedoms are bad. What about when you were decrying Bill Clinton? I mean, how far out? I mean, it's now conservative to violate the Fourth Amendment? It's now conservative to spend more money than all presidents combined before you, and most of it on big welfare programs, not even war fighting? I mean, it's a joke. I just don't know what to say anymore. And if you criticize the war, you criticize anything Bush does, you are the hate America first crowd. I heard Hannity. He had a group on a show criticizing the Marine massacre, which is clearly a massacre. Any way you cut it, it's a massacre. I mean, it's admitted they went in and killed everybody in the building but one little girl. And the Marines, the high-ups are admitting there was a cover-up. And it goes right to the top. We got Republican senators saying that. And Hannity's on there going, how dare you? You're the hate America first crowd of this guy. You even admit you don't know exactly what happened. And the guy was sitting there groveling. You only have people on that fall down and can't fight. That's why they won't have me on that show. Because I would eat their lunch. First thing I'd say is, there's an admitted cover-up. That's criminal. Don't try it. Hey, you're the crowd that told us they found WMDs. You're the crowd that are a pack of congenital liars meant to pacify conservatives and bring in the New World Order.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Let's go to George in Canada, patiently holding. Welcome, George.
What a coincidence it all is that now that Stephen Harper was elected Prime Minister in Canada back in February that we're having all these terrorists show up in Canada. I want to tell you a little bit about Stephen Harper. He's a Western Canadian homegrown version of a neocon. He hates the press. If you're a member of the press gallery in Ottawa, you have to submit a question and have it pre-approved before he'll answer it.
And he's also continuing gun control. ran promising to reverse the gun confiscation you're now under.
Exactly.
And now he refuses. He's so conservative.
Well, he's anti-gay.
And, of course, the Bilderberg group is coming to town now to meet with him.
Exactly. And he's probably going to be hosting the conference. No Canadians even know what Bilderberg means. He's been to at least two meetings, one in 96 and one in 03 in Versailles, France, where his picture was taken. It's just really suspicious. I don't believe it. They've got all this hysteria and hype in the press. On the CBC National News, there was one woman who was from Toronto, and she said, "Ooh, I'm afraid to go to work on Monday morning. There might be terrorists." I mean, what a joke.
Don't worry. There's nice men in paramilitary outfits with shaved heads and perhaps in black helmets. They'll search you. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. The borders will stay wide open, though. Record numbers of foreigners being brought in.
Well, I'm not very impressed with Stephen Harper, but everybody thinks I'm a total idiot and a freak up here to say anything against him. But I'd really like to know, is it true that Laura Bush checked into the Mayflower Hotel and she's had it with G-Dub?
Sounds like a rumor to me. I appreciate your call. I really do. Let's go ahead. I'll have to check it. I haven't even heard that, so. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Detroit, Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. This is Chris calling. We were hanging out with you on Saturday at the bar at the conference in Chicago. I don't know if you remember us, but regardless.
I remember. A lot of great people. What's on your mind?
Yes, Alex. I have a couple of questions about the conference. I mean, we felt like, you know, the conference was great. We had some great speakers. You were great. But something about the conference was bothering us. For example, first of all, there were government agents all over the place. I mean, there were people coming up to us, asking us questions like the New World Order. What do you know about them? I've never heard about them. I mean, why would you come to a 9/11 conference, you know, and not know about the New World Order? But another thing.
Is that your question? Or?
No. I just want to mention a couple things about that conference. When we were sitting at that bar, the Loose Change crew, Dylan and all of them, they had their footage, the one-hour footage, they had it announced that they want to air it, and there seemed to be some internal conflict with the organization there, that, and you guys ended up just packing your stuff and not showing it, and we were just wondering why it seemed like that you guys don't get along with them so good. And why
I
you
don't
guys
get along with who, sir?
No, with the organizers there in Chicago. Why couldn't Dylan and the Loose Change crew, why couldn't they air their footage there?
Well,
it's Saturday night.
Would you like me to answer it?
Yes, you were mentioning also on Saturday that you would point out some things about that conference.
Well, yeah, there were some things I didn't like, and I appreciate your call. I'll comment on it now. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. No, what happened was they got behind, okay? I mean, if you've got speaker after speaker after presentation, there wasn't any time left to break down because they kept changing how the stage was set up. They kept dividing the main room into four rooms and then having it break down into smaller groups. And so they got so far behind, instead of them going on at 11 o'clock at night, they kept saying, wait, wait, wait. And by the end of it, it was 2 a.m. So that's all that happened, not a big, giant, great conspiracy. And yes, I was irritated by it because I went down there at like 11, and they had like ridiculous plays going on. I'm not knocking those that put them on, but you know, it'd be a guy in a George Washington wig up there saying something, and you know, nobody in there even watching, and people didn't want to really see that. And you even had folks who they'd already pushed back not showing it. But it's not really newsworthy to sit there and talk about scheduling problems at the conference. It's not a big grand conspiracy. Also, sir, I would just add that there probably weren't that many government agents at the event. Most of the people were wonderful, gracious, intelligent. I had a great time. Very intelligent, diverse crowd of people. There were also some schizophrenics. I mean, they get drawn to stuff like that. So there's a few crazy people going around who grab on me and just over and over again tell me, you've got to know this, you've got to know it, you've got to. And I'm like, you've told me 18 times. Thank you. So there weren't really a lot of government agents there. If there were any government agents, it would probably be some of the presenters who were there putting out this info. But you've got to expect that. The things I criticized about the conference, things I didn't like, I can tell you about briefly when we get back. All right, stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today. No, I said in the last hour that I thought this conference was great. I thought they did a good job putting it on. I thought they had a lot of wonderful speakers. Maybe too many. It was wild. I mean, they would take the big auditorium and maybe once a day have a big presentation for one or two people like myself or Professor Stephen Jones, and then the rest of the time you'd have an MI5 agent in one room giving a speech about government-sponsored terror. In the next room, you'd have Kevin Ryan of Underwriter Laboratories talking about how controlled demolition is where all the evidence points. And then in the next room, so I'd want to see all four. And then I'd be battling to get through the crowds of people outside wanting to talk to me to go videotape them. I tried to split my three cameras up in different rooms to get it all. It was great, though. I mean, I think overall it was a good idea they had to do that because so much more got put out. It was amazing. Some of the things I didn't like, though, is a lot of the presenters and organizers would get up and talk about the Zogby poll and then just go, well, the Zogby poll says the people don't trust the government and want a new investigation. And I would get up and go, and it also says the majority think the government was involved. You know, the question in the Zogby poll, government could be involved in the attacks. So there's an amazing conservatism by a lot of people that I saw heading it up
that individuals who've been in it a long time, you know, are, quote, more radical, saying it's an inside job. But even relative newbies like David Ray Griffin and Professor Stephen Jones and Morgan Reynolds, they're all saying inside job. So it is very rare and extreme in the 9/11 truth movement to not believe it's a total 100% made it happen on purpose. I would call it did it on purpose. I don't think made it happen on purpose is even strong enough of the four or five different variants. So my only criticism is I think that 9/11 Truth, who are great folks, are trying to be too conservative in their presentation, too conservative in, well, we just think there's a lot of unanswered questions and a big cover-up going on here. They need to go all the way because that's what the evidence shows. That's what all their, I mean, every speaker I saw was saying that. I certainly wasn't radical there, and I had a few people that were attending, you know, who were involved in the conference coming up and saying, Alex, you're too radical. And I'm like, well, I mean, what about all your other speakers? They're all saying the same thing I'm saying. And at the same time, but again, this isn't even a criticism. It's just more of a discussion of the different views that are held out there. And really, that's my only view. And certainly, I mean, at 1 a.m., the restaurant closes down. We're all in there in the crowded bar / restaurant, all the smoke and all the rest of it. And I've had 6 hours sleep in 2 days. I mean, yeah, I mean, certainly we're all sitting around. I remember you guys from Detroit sitting there at the table and we're griping because, you know, Dylan and them have made a really good new film. They've got all this new footage they've got, and I wanted to see it. I'd seen part of it in their hotel room. I wanted to go in there and see the presentation. We've been waiting for 2 hours, and it was kind of for some of the people that we were like, hey, they need to get on. You know, you guys might need to reschedule the, I don't know if you should call it a burlesque show. That's what they were calling it. It wasn't. It was nothing risque about it. It was like skits and things, and I'm like, and then were crowds of people going, we want to see the new Loose Change, and it's just, it was kind of like a laugh, like, well, whatever, guys. But it did air the next day, sir, so you may not have heard of that. You may have missed it. So it might have been irritating to you. But really, I think overall this will be boring for the radio show. If I just talk about internal politics that don't even matter, it was not a grand conspiracy. If it is a grand conspiracy, I'll always tell you, it was scheduling. That's why it didn't air that night. And it was better it didn't air that night because it aired to a standing room only the next day at, what, about noon instead of 11 o'clock at night. So it turned out better. And I'll tell you, it was really great. It was Gabriel Day, such a really nice fellow. I've known him for a while, saw him in New York at the RNC, and he's just really been out there. Janice Matthews did a great job, and it was great working with all those people. I would encourage all of you who did attend that conference to come to our conference in Los Angeles. And if you didn't make this conference, believe me, I don't in any way want to put forward the idea that it wasn't a lot of fun. I thought it was great. I would give them an A+. Now, an A+ is 95 and above. I'd give them just an A+. I don't think they made 100, but they got about a 95. And if I can do a 95 at my conference, I'll be really, really happy. Again, I'm just concerned that some of the leadership of the 9/11 Truth folks are not at the midline. They're not even in the middle of the spectrum. The vast majority, it's inside job, total inside job. I'd say about 90% of people and the speakers. And then you've got the extreme, extreme minority who aren't even sure it's an inside job, at the other end of the spectrum, overrepresented in the leadership of that organization. So I've made my statement on that subject as diplomatically as possibly can be done, and I'm here for a Big Ten approach. Again, a rising tide raises all ships. Let's hammer through your calls very quickly because I want to get into England. I want to get into Canada. I want to also have Kevin Smith in here over the weekend talking to airline pilots and others at a barbecue, family and friends who are airline pilots, and what they think about 9/11. It's pretty interesting. Before we do that, though, let's go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael. And Michael is calling us from Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good, yeah, you've sounded in good spirits lately. It's definitely good to hear. Just wanted to give you a quick thank you for featuring my Scanner Darkly trailer remix on PrisonPlanet.com. If people want to support that, they can go to JumpCut.com. It's called Prison Planet Scanner. It's currently in the top 10. Thanks for featuring that on your website.
Wow, your video, because I know Jump Cut's a pretty big site, your remix of the Scanner Darkly movie trailer, which I did see, which we did link to, is in the top 10.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, if people want to, you know, go to jumpcut.com and support that, it'd be a good statement to make it number one, I would think.
You did a good job. I wish you'd take some of my videos and edit us some promos.
Hey, well, I'd be, as a filmmaker, more than happy to work with you, that's for sure.
Well, great. That's exciting.
One quick thing. I was kind of surprised a couple months ago to hear Alan Combs call you a friend. Do you remember that?
Alan gets away with what he can, and Alan has me on a show for a full hour, uninterrupted, saying the globalists carried out 9/11. I'd call Alan a friend. I mean, look, a lot of people are government agents in media. A lot of others are just what you'd call intellectual prostitutes, and a lot of them feel bad and try to get out as much truth as they can. And more that's happening. So Alan coming down, you know, the right direction, going the right direction, I'm not going to criticize him, and I'm glad he called me a friend. I consider Alan to be a friend. We've had private conversations. I'm not going to divulge what we've talked about privately, but Alan knows quite a bit.
Yeah, well, it's interesting for someone to be a talking head for the New World Order, and then for anyone to call you a friend, they obviously know about the New World Order, right?
Yeah, that's it. But again, he gets away with what he can. He's wanted me on his show, and somehow it doesn't happen. The TV show, you know why, the name is Hannity. And he has me on his radio show, and he lets me say whatever I want, and he's got to be commended.
Wow. Yeah, definitely a point of interest. And one last quick question. What are your thoughts on Jon Stewart?
Same thing. Knows everything about the New World Order. I know some of his producers personally. Gets away with whatever he can. The establishment has lost so many viewers, they're panicking and letting a few people like Lou Dobbs, like Jon Stewart, like Alan Combs, just on his radio show, he's on a short lease on TV, tell a little bit of the truth. Because they're chomping at the bit. They want to. They're not all evil New World Order, but they're just not allowed to.
Yeah, I tuned in last week, and there was the all-seeing eye above his head for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, they put out a comic book where the New World Order is involved in terrorism, too.
Yeah, is that the New World Order saying they're in control of his show, do you think? Or
no, it's they know that the hottest thing out there for the last 10 years is conspiracy, and they're trying to speak to that culture. Look, I know some of the producers. They know all about 9/11. They're totally freaked out, and they're doing whatever they can.
Yeah.
See, there is a rebellion inside the mainstream media. Listen, I appreciate your call. Does that answer your questions?
Oh, sure does. And glad you're coming up here to Canada to expose the Bilderbergs.
I'll be there in 3 days.
Yeah, the CBC was the only major news network to ever do a news piece on Bilderberg.
Canadian news article about it in the last week, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's just type Bilderberg into Google News, and it should pop up for you. Let's go ahead, not web, folks, news. Let's go ahead, and for those that don't know, they'll think that's some code word. The point is, you can click on web, and that shows you everything on the web, and they got everything that's news-wise on the web. If you click news, it searches that. I know you know that. Most listeners do and are more computer savvy than I am. I'm not very savvy, though I'm getting better. The point is, I was just trying to explain that. But to somebody who doesn't know how it works, they'll think it just sounds like Greek. Let's talk to Tom in Michigan. Tom, you're on the air.
All right, thank you. Hey, how can we the people call for a constitutional dissolution of the federal government? How might that take place?
Well, it would take place at the state level. The states can call for impeachment of the executive, and states have right to revolt clauses. Right to revolt revolt clauses that are in New Hampshire and Vermont and other state constitutions, and it could happen, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. In fact, several states were on the verge of withdrawing from the Union 2 weeks before 9/11. I was interviewing state reps and others who were doing that, and then that all got derailed. And again, I'm not for America fading away and going away. But our founding fathers told us that when the federal government gets out of control, it's our right, our duty to abolish it and set it back up. And I don't even want the states to fully pull out. I want them to just to reassert their 10th Amendment, cut federal funds, cut raising funds at the state level and giving it as tribute to the feds, to then have a small portion given back with strings attached. And I think an alliance of free states together against the war, against the scams, against the open borders, a coalition is a good way to put the feds back in their place, which is very limited in its scope of duties and powers. Let's go ahead now and talk to Reagan in California. Reagan, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a friend of mine gave me this. His name is Richard Andrew Grove. He's an insider, and he did a two-hour interview for her name is Maria Heller.
Uh-huh.
The stuff that he talks about, I'm asking anybody who can to go and look at it. You Google it.
Well, do me a favor. Just tell us, for those that don't know,
okay,
just tell us about it.
Some of the things that he found, he had all kinds of insider information on the World Trade Center. Martian McClellan, who had offices in the North Tower, was part of it. One of his bosses on 9/11 made a conference call from his apartment in the West side of Manhattan, knowing that people were going to die in there. He never told them to get out of the building. He just stayed on the phone and talked to them. He went to talk to Marty Rice, who has done nothing but lie to the victims and their families. He gave him all kinds of evidence. He was robbed. American, when he tried to come forward with it, American Express ruined his life. He lost his credit card, his job.
Okay, listen, ma'am, thanks for the call. Just send me some info. I've heard a little bit about it. I want to research it first before I go jumping off the deep end with the new interview that's got it all proven. But I'll try to research that, and then perhaps I'll have that individual on. Thank you, Reagan. Alex in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, I was thinking of Alex?
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Okay.
We can talk if you want.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, sorry about that. I wanted to say, we started making flyers and just hand them out to everyone, and just please tell them what they're drinking. Show them that it's what alcohol, show them that it makes them psychotic, and give them diseases.
Yeah, a big problem is I didn't understand much of what you said. You're on a cell phone?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not making out much of it. Are you moving? Are you in a car?
Yes, I am in the
car. Yeah, I'm going to have to let you go. I'd really like to hear what you have to say, but it's really frustrating to me because so many great people call in on cell phones. I do it myself on the talk radio. And the new cell phones are even worse than the old cell phones. That's why I still have one of the old cell phones, that and it's not trackable, at least at this time. But soon they're not going to even let me have this cell phone. They're going to phase it completely out here in the next 6 months to a year. And it's frustrating, Alex, because I want to hear what you have to say. You've been holding patiently. But it's just not working. Who's up after Alex? Lee in Canada. You're on the air. A lot of calls from Canada.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on this situation with Stephen Harper, something that probably not a lot of Canadians know. He's a... starting to look like he's definitely either a globalist or one of the tools of the globalist.
Well, let me stop you. Most Americans, and I'm sad to say, have trouble even finding Canada on a map, and that's not a joke. So for those that don't know, he's your prime minister.
Yes, indeed. Now, here's the thing. I haven't been able to link him to the Bohemian Club, but his senior political advisor, his personal Karl Rove, if you will, is a member of the Bohemian Club.
Well, yes, and he's been to Bilderberg at least twice, too, sir. Mr. Harper is total New World Order.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted Canadians to know that, and I want to thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, I appreciate your call. Anything else on your mind? What do you think of that New York Times article? Did you hear that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, they wrote a big piece, and I think it's pretty fair. They even linked to Professor Stephen Jones' own BYU physics report about the bombs in the buildings.
Well, it's looked to me like, something was fishy the day of 9/11. I was actually watching that on the news, and it looked like a controlled demolition to me that day. That was approximately when I started to wake up. I've been trying to wake people up here, and it's frustrating when you think you're the only one, but it's interesting when you go into meetings with different people for, just business and other related stuff, and you mention something kind of cryptic about 9/11, and you see that glint in their eyes like they know what you're talking about, and for the most part, you keep your mouth shut, but it's like, okay, I'm not the only one out there, and it's encouraging.
Well, we can't keep our mouths shut. You see, everybody knows, but they're keeping their mouths shut. I mean, major polls, scientific polls, half the American people believe the U.S. government carried 9/11 out.
Yeah. Yeah, and all of a sudden
68% believe they're covering it up. So the vast majority knows the truth now, sir. We are the majority. And I'll tell you, it's been in the Canadian papers that 9/11 is an inside job years ago.
Yeah, CBC released a beautiful report on Dick Cheney and, you know, detailing that personally, you know, and this is just my opinion and might be a little bit hyperbole. I think Dick Cheney's the Antichrist. He's not a nice guy at all. And the CBC released a report detailing all the stuff that he's been involved in. So, I mean, that was on main TV. Like, that was on the CBC. So.
Well, I would just add that Dick Cheney, George Bush, they're all high-level mid-management. They are not the elite. And we can stay, and I do this too. I'm guilty of this more than anybody. Attacking Bush, attacking Clinton, attacking Hillary.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, they can remove these people. They can remove Dick Cheney, and the same New World Order program just keeps moving forward.
I agree completely.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. By the way, Professor Stephen Jones did some really powerful new presentations that are extremely conclusive. I'll tell you about those when we get back and take more of your calls. And I promise next hour I'm going to get into England and these new Patsy arrests and what happened in Canada. You'll want to stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Wow, I got calls from England, Canada, all over the place. Just briefly, Professor Stephen Jones, They were able to get some of the molten steel from the World Trade Center that was not hauled off, that was not destroyed, because the feds wanted to have some of it for propaganda use. So they spirited some away to warehouses for a few years, and then they have sent it out around the country to these different, you know, peace parks, military parks, remember 9/11 parks. And there's a whole bunch of sites around the country, and they've gotten samples from some of these sites, all scientifically certified. And Jones thought they used thermite along with some explosives, but thermite, and of course if you put thermite on a column, you don't do it straight across because it'll just melt. And a lot of times the column's own weight will make it seal again with the column beneath it where it's been cut. You place these thermite cutting charges, which are patented and used, at a angle so that the column slides off. We have the photos of the columns, huge 4-foot columns sliced with molten steel on the outside and the inside, just on the cuts. They have tested the molten steel. And ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just thermite. It was the particular patented type of thermite because of the different elements that were in the melted thermite. They know it is the exact type of thermite used for cutting specifically columns. Ha ha ha! I mean, it just gets more and more ridiculous by the millisecond. And we're going to try to rush in the next few weeks before we go to L.A. We're doing this right now. The raw interviews with Stephen Jones, the raw interviews with Morgan Reynolds, they were incredible. The raw interviews with all these people, we're just going to put them on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And I'm also going to put my entire keynote speech up for free for everybody today. I'm going to put sections of all those speeches up for free for everybody. It's just to be able to give it out for free. We have to have a lot of exclusive material for the members, who we tell the members right up front, you are financing paying for everybody else for free, which is a good thing. So people who don't even know who we are can go watch these tapes and wake up. But then you get the exclusive. Also, the free stuff we put up there in medium quality bandwidth, it looks decent. We don't put the cruddy bandwidth quality up. But for the members, you get the premium bandwidth downloads and streams, as well as medium and low, for depending on your connection. So, another reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We're also going to put up for free the Corey interview, Corey Rowe, from his experiences in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Amazing stuff about having bin Laden in their sights, not allowed to kill him. I mean, just people in special forces units he knew told him that. It's been in the news. We've had colonels on to talk about it. But here's an eyewitness from Afghanistan and about some of the where they massacred civilians and some other important things that are coming up. I guess you really shouldn't call it a massacre. They were massacred, that is, killed in mass, but it was an accident in their case, and ruled so. They didn't hide it like the Marines did. They didn't go in a house and kill kids at point-blank range. Somebody shot, it was celebratory, and they mowed down a big convoy. But and that's an everyday occurrence there. And that's why Corey wanted to, for the first time ever, speak to our cameras on that. So, I don't know, I say 45, 50 hours. I think it's close to 50 hours. I mean, I know we used almost, we brought 50 tapes, and we only got a few left. I haven't counted it up exactly. It's like I say, we've got 1,000 tickets available for our 9/11 conference that's coming up. Really, we can sell more than that, but then it gets a little uncomfortable, so I probably won't. The tickets are going quickly, by the way. You want to get them now at InfoWars.com to our big 9/11 conference coming up June 24th and 25th. All right, when we get back, I'm told that John disagrees with me, so he'll go to the head of the line, and we'll talk to Paul and London, England, and many others.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.